Oh, I've been holding this in all day. Canonically, that's what an F-350 sounds like.
Right, yeah.
Oh, turn my key. I'm ready.
Wait until the conservatives hear about this.
Is that a Bud Light I smell?
Is that Kid Rock in my seat? Welcome to the Metal Gamers Podcast, episode 199. We're not doing fine. Aww. I'm your host, Kyle McLemore, and I'm joined with Michael Greenwell.
All right, since I didn't fuck the Hot Pocket on the last episode, I spread out the futon and I got a half a Hot Pocket, so...
Hold on, hold up to the camera. We gotta see that Hot Pocket. We gotta verify.
No, you can see my legs.
All right.
You gotta post that to r/don't put your dick in that.
Do put your dick in that. It's a Hot Pocket.
Mm-hmm.
If this is your first time listening to this here podcast, I have to say you've made a fatal error. However, if you want more of it, we're going to talk about metal, we're going to talk about video games, but you can go to patreon.com/themetalgamerspodcast where you can pitch in a little money and find some extra little treats of all sorts. It's just us talking about shit, or playing Cards Against Humanity, or playing Dungeons & Dragons, or playing Cards Against Humanity an additional time.
There are plenty of abusable sound bites in those, too.
You can also get these episodes early, and I think that's probably the best thing you're really going to get out of this. So, give us a dollar. It's fun. But yeah, it's been a week. Everyone's getting their ass kicked at work, it seems like. The whole circle, mm-hmm. the whole friend group, the whole Discord, everyone I know is getting their ass kicked at work. It sucks. I'm sorry to hear it. So, if you're out there working the work out there, power to you. Here's all of our energy. Enjoy it. We love you. You're doing it.
I'm giving you my energy.
Thanks, Florida.
Thanks, DeSantis. Thanks, Obama. They teamed up together and fused into old Santas, and it was terrible for everyone. This is my new fan fiction I'm working on, and I need you guys to support me.
I read it. Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. DeSantis. All right. Anyways, that was stupid. Aside from that, though, I've been playing some video games. I think I broke Starfield. I wanted to tell you guys about it. So
please,
I started playing. Remember how I talked about Fallout 4, and I was like, I don't know if Fallout's really for me. It's more like a... What?
Fallout 4 is not for you.
Oh.
Hey.
Anyways. Yeah, so at the beginning of Fallout 4, I accidentally picked up that gun that's behind the master lock display case at the beginning
of the cryo gun?
Yeah, the cryo gun. I just walked up to it, and it was just like, take? And I was like, take? Sure. And then I took it, and it was mine. And it kind of ruined the game for me because I'm like, all right, I got this now. I win. That granted, the game was fine. I just didn't feel like the environment was for me. Starfield is feeling like that. Like I said, I downloaded it on Game Pass. I'm giving it an honest try because I do see where the fun is. Like, I did like the first level where you like land on a thing. And it's like, oh, kill these dudes. I'm like, oh shit! It's got the Bethesda physics. It's got the Bethesda but really good shooting. I gotta say, the shooting is actually pretty damn fun, and like you can kind of move around kind of quick. I'm like, oh shit, this is really fun. It's got that, like, oh, I shot this guy and his body, like, fell down the thing. Like, I snuck up behind two people and threw a grenade right at their feet. And they didn't notice it for a little bit. They were like, oh, shit, what's that? And they're like, oh, and then, like, they reacted perfectly to it. And I was like, oh, shit, that was really cool. And then, like, their bodies went flying and so did all the shit in the room that, of course, you can pick the fuck up. You can pick up everything. Oh, is that a pencil holder? You can pick it up. Like, of course, like, any fucking thing you can pick up. Except, unlike Fallout 4, like, most of that shit, you don't need it. You don't need any of that shit, actually.
There's no crafting system for it.
There is a giant crafting system that I don't want to touch. I'm sick of crafting systems, honestly, in general. And but it has nothing to do with half the shit you pick up. Like, half.
What are you talking about? You can turn that pencil sharpener into a fucking urinal or something. Don't you want to do that?
A urinal?
That was Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Your trash was treasure in Fallout 4, and this.
Yeah, exactly. No. And this is like, oh, it's just trash. But it is cool because it all looks really good. Like, I didn't think the graphics would look this good. I remember when Skyrim came out, I was like, ah, this kind of looks like shit. Like, even at the time, it was fine, but, like, I played a shit ton of Oblivion, and then Skyrim came out, and it was like, it had a little jank to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as sharp, but this is, like, crystal clear sharp. Like, 4K HD, holy shit, it looks like Destiny levels of detail on the gun. I'm like, damn, that's cool. However, I finally got to the lodge, which is like your HQ at the beginning of the game, I guess. Like, I'm only like an hour, maybe 2 hours into the game, right? I'm wandering around this lodge, go into the basement, and see a display case. And it is has a mannequin in the display case with really fucking good armor on it, and a master lock on this display case, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is a crack in the door that's like a pixel big or whatever.
Oh,
the fuck.
No.
And you can just kind of peek in there, and the prompt will go from master lock to, hey, you want to access this mannequin? I'm like, yeah.
Oh, man, that's the kind of Bethesda jank I'm here for, though.
And it's like, here's this full astronaut suit, the helmet, the torso, and the legs. And I look at it in comparison to my shit's like, oh, defense is like 8, right? This is like 66.
Oh, shit.
I was like, I'm not supposed to have this, man. You weren't supposed to give it to me like this. And it didn't say steal. And I put on the full fucking thing, walked around the fucking area, and everyone's like, oh, so cool, you look cool. I mean, no one actually reacted, but no one gave a fuck, you know? Like, this game just fucking, like, I have this now, and I'm not taking it off, and you can't fucking make me. I am kind of excited to play a little bit more of it if I get the chance, because it is kind of boring. Like, even some of my coworkers were telling me that, oh, they had played, like, 10 hours of it, and it just feels like, oh, I'm just fast traveling from place to place, doing fetch quests and shit like that, instead of actually exploring. Which I agreed with him, which he said, like, going from point A to point B and then finding all the weird shit in between that is, like, the whole point of playing those games for me.
Yeah.
And this one's just like, no, you just fast travel from here to there because these areas are limited, you know? Because they have to be on different planets that aren't interconnected at all. Like, you actually can't physically fly from one area to another, and you can't physically walk from one area to another on the same planet.
Right.
Like, it's very much gated off, and it just makes it feel limited. But if you
so
want to
star, but no field.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess, yeah. I don't know.
It's crazy that No Man's Sky, being the shit show it was, it does have, like, some things that are better about it comparatively to the game that's basically trying to do the same thing.
Significantly.
And it's either, it's one of two things. It's either their engine couldn't handle it, likely, or, you know, in QA, they got rid of the ability to do that because, well, why would anyone take 3 hours to fly to this thing?
Right.
And then Alana Pierce did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then couldn't. Like, she flew all the way, what was it, 7 hours?
Yeah.
Seven hours? And it didn't render, right?
Yeah, it ended up being just, like, oh, you can't actually land here.
She got to it and just, like, flew through it, I think, or something
like
that.
Yeah, because it was just a PNG. Like, oh, all right. Well, wonderful. Where in No Man's Sky,
fair,
it was cool because you could literally, like, hyperdrive, and there was, like, levels of speed you could go. I think Starfield would have benefited from being, like, in a solar system, like, on a much smaller scale.
Like an Outer Wilds kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Skyrim did that, though? Like, hey, you see that mountain over there? Yeah, you can clip through that.
Yeah.
You can walk 7 hours to it and then continue walking through it.
You can clip up it, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Skyrim did do that.
We all did.
I did.
Did you really play Skyrim if you didn't do that shit? Come on.
Dude, I did it recently. Like in the last year.
Sir, this is the path that the Greybeards have traced. No. There's a path with some chest hair on it.
Yeah. God damn it. I just saw another one of those memes. I need to send it to you. It was Commander Shepard this time. It was good stuff.
Nice.
Oh, hell yeah. Commander Shepard is just Zap Brannigan.
Yeah. I did feel like once I started seeing this game more as a Mass Effect rather than a Skyrim, I started having more fun, you know?
Okay.
Oh,
it's
good.
Like, go and do your missions, get in your wacky ship that you built that you could slap together, which I don't know if you guys have seen all the builds. They're really cool.
I've seen some funny ones.
Seen some massive ones.
People have made some fucking amazing shit. Like, someone made the R-Wing from Star Fox. I'm like, shit, that's a cool one.
Ooh, that's nice.
I can't think of a ship I'd really want to build. Like, I see, like, the whole creation there, and I'm like, man, I really want to interact with that, but I'm like, I don't know what to make. I really have no idea. I thought about making the Normandy, but I was like, that would just feel like I have the Normandy now.
I guess that'll probably come later when you have more choices to make. Yeah, you know, do I want to haul a bunch of shit from point A to point B? Do I want to fight a bunch of shit from point A to point B?
Yeah.
The answer is fight. I'm a cowboy. I'm the steel horse I ride.
The gunplay is very fun. And but I'm not sure
that's
if
good.
I'm going to keep on with it or not, because it is still kind of running like shit.
Game Pass?
Like a lot, yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. Okay. I played it on both. I played it on Steam and I played it on Game Pass. And it ran exactly the same. So I just think it's just like whatever particular permutation of computer I happen to have just doesn't like this game.
They did finally acknowledge that like hardware is an issue and that like they didn't optimize it for everything, so it is something they are working on now. Finally, they admitted, like, oh, yeah, it's us.
But Todd Howard said I should just get a better computer.
Yeah, fuck Todd Howard. Fucking piece of shit.
I'm just...
Fight me, Todd Howard. Meet me on the Razor Rock.
I just think it's a little bit more boring than I've expected it to be. So, I mean, all in all, especially because the Cyberpunk patch is out, apparently. And I'm very much looking forward to Phantom Liberty. And I don't know if this is a piece of news or not. I didn't expect to talk about it. But apparently, like, some of the creators over at CD Projekt are saying that people need to really make sure that they test their water cooling on their computers before they run Phantom Liberty. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? I don't have time or patience or the intelligence to check my water cooling and know what the fuck I'm going to need for this game to not explode my computer again.
You just need water and air. It's simple, Kyle.
I think they're specifically talking about people who are like pushing the graphics and shit, you know?
Yeah, because there's that like the RTX overdrive mode or something.
Oh, yeah, the new RTX fucking dick sucker 9000 mode. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Which is cool that it's in Cyberpunk, honestly.
Either pores.
Hey, what was the last game that did it? Minecraft? Like, ooh, fucking look how fucking sharp this block is.
No, this is different, though. This is like next level ray
tracing.
That's what I'm saying. You know,
I'm saying it's the next thing, but Cyberpunk, which is a cool fucking game to try that on. I'm excited to see it if possible. I definitely would like to upgrade my graphics card and power supply at some point. And I'm probably gonna need some extra water in there, so I'll probably just dunk some Dasani's or whatever and see how that goes. Anyways,
hey, I got you, bro. Baja Blast cooling.
Fuck, yo.
It's gonna look dope, dude. It's like Operation Soda Steel for your computer.
Yeah, it'd run for like a day.
You don't understand that reference? Go look it up. It's internet history.
Well, my stepdad drank all my Baja Blast, so I had to Baja Blast him in the face.
I definitely want to try to get a graphics card on the next Prime Day. There wasn't really any good deals this last one.
What a Prime, shit sucks. I don't know. Yeah, capitalism sometimes, I guess.
Sometimes Prime Day's not going to have anything worth
for
it,
me.
Man.
Just buy it. You know you want it.
It's like, Prime Day's like the new Black Friday, where like, yeah, there used to be like, quote, doorbusters and actual deals, but now it's like just hunks of garbage. Hey, look, it's discounted. You want it or not?
Yeah, it's also Photoshop bullshit. It's like,
yeah.
Do you want 48 rolls of single-ply toilet paper? Come on down to Amazon.
Newegg's usually got some good shit, though, so I don't know.
Newegg's good, but the shipping takes forever.
Yeah, but it's worth it, I think.
What?
Yeah.
Newegg was like the one that was like literally shipping empty boxes to people when there was GPU shortages. Fuck Newegg.
I don't know my history. I don't know what we're talking about. So I'm not to be blamed. Anyways. Yeah, fuck Newegg. Anyways, moving on. What else have I been playing? Oh, yeah, of course, more Baldur's Gate. I did get to Chapter 4 in Armored Core. And then I literally stopped right there because I'm like, I'll pick that back up next time I'm done with Baldur's Gate. And right now I'm enthralled with Baldur's Gate. Went back to the mountain path, which was the path I didn't fucking go down And the first time I was going to Act 2, and I can't believe you can miss that. I can't believe you can miss either path. What the fuck? This game is nuts as fuck. And you I keep thinking I'm coming to like some kind of end or something, but I'm like in the middle of it all. Right? I don't know.
I took the other path.
Huge chunks of this game. Somebody on the subreddit actually talked about like they're on their second playthrough and they're actually like kind of looking stuff up now and they're like, oh my god, because they apparently missed like half of the companions, yeah. Accidentally killed some not realizing they were companions, didn't go down to the Underdark, didn't go to Grimforge, didn't go to Mountain Pass, didn't go through all of this different shit,
yeah.
And like basically missed like 70% of the game and finished it that way. And then they came back and I'm like, I'm basically just playing the game again for the first time. This is fucking awesome.
Hell yeah.
So you I was just straight up miss most of the game. It's crazy.
Oh yeah. I was just like, I was about to move on from an area in the Underdark, I'll just say that. And I was like, let me explore a little bit. There's one path I haven't taken yet. Found a fucking beholder and it was a whole thing.
Yeah. That's awesome as fuck.
Yeah, that was actually great. The first path I took when I went down there.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was my introduction. I was like, I don't think I'm ready for this, and turned around.
Yeah.
And it was coming right back.
I took the underpath or the Underdark path on my first go as well, but I didn't go in that direction until much later. So when I had to deal with that, it was significantly easier, I think.
It wasn't too bad. I think two rounds of combat, I had it killed.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. Karlach, dude. Fucking Karlach.
Karlach.
Reckless Great Weapon Master. That's all you need.
Yeah, truly.
And anything that gives advantage.
Yeah, but like everyone's level 5, and I feel like the synergy is starting to really get there now. Yeah.
Level 5 is when it really kicks off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like my options have like exploded in combat.
It's called 5th edition for a reason.
It's yeah. really nice that like every level in this game feels so significant,
mm-hmm.
In a way that like Divinity 2 kind of was like that too. Every level you felt like you were so much stronger. This is exactly the same, and I feel like it feeds you new equipment at a pretty good rate too, which is
nice. Yeah, like I'm drowning in magical stuff right now, and I'm like, oh, this stuff's so good, but I got this.
Yeah, exactly. It's cool to
I don't get rid of any magical item. I end up sending all that shit to the chest because sometimes I'll be like, what do I have in here? And I'll dig through the fucking rucksack of shit that's at the
camp. I have
camp
like three or four.
Oh, I missed that. That's crazy.
I have like three or four different necklaces I have that some are like, if you cast a spell, it'll last till your next long rest. So you can just swap to a different necklace. I'm like, I'll use this. And like, oh, I need to do this. I got this necklace that helps me with that. I was like, I got all this bling and just like wizarding through the world. I'm like, I can do
it. Mr. T wizard.
I want to talk to the dead fool over there.
Iger T wizard.
Goddamn sorcerer. Gale's a wizard. Fuck Gale. So he wants to eat all your magical gear. Like he's, oh, can I have that? Like he just wants to eat everything like a fucking pervert.
I like Gale.
You Gale sucks. Fuck!
I like Gale because it's like having Kyle in my party.
I thought that too until he started being a pussy, and I was like, man, this ain't Kyle. This is Gale, and Gale's a fucking old woman name. What the fuck is this dude?
True. I like him a lot.
Different.
Dude,
his story is actually super interesting.
All of them are.
That is cool. Yeah, they're
yeah
all
nobody
phenomenal.
Has a bad story, in my opinion. Like Will's story is super fucked up. And I just hit a point in his story that, like, a really crazy decision gets made and you make it. Will doesn't. And I was like, why am I being the one to make this decision? That's fucked up.
Wow.
That's what demons do. But, devils. But something progressed with Will in our co-op campaign that I'm running. Like, I'm running this co-op campaign and I'm playing a bard and... Once again, I can't stress it enough. I love being a bard. Like, I had no idea. Like, why am I not a bard all the time? This is fucking stupid. We're doing everything entirely differently. And I'm experiencing parts of the games that I'm like, I didn't. They're like, oh, well, let's go over here and do this thing. I'm like, what thing? What the fuck is that? What's happening? Holy shit. experiencing them in an entirely different way, and there's entirely different outcomes to the story because we are playing loose and wild, and like decisions are decisions. Get fucked, everybody, or whatever. And it's okay. Like, oh God, no. And some crazy shit happened with Will, where his story went an entirely different direction because of a very different decision. And I was like, holy shit! The way the branches actually fucking set in this game, the story is. It's nuts.
I can't wait to do a second playthrough where I'm just going to try to be the exact opposite of what I've did on this first playthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot wait.
I'm going to assemble a fucking Legion of Doom in my second playthrough. I already see it. I know who's going to be part of it. It's going to be great.
Nice. Like it. Yeah, I'm doing the same. However, I'm struggling to get through one playthrough, so I've been sticking with Steiger. I'm like, I gotta beat this fucking game at least once, like, before I even consider playing it again. It's long as fuck, but I love doing everything, and it's really fucking neat.
Yeah. I know Josh has been liking it, because I saw his Steam hours for the last, like, week or so, and it's fucking crazy.
There's a lot of idle time.
I figured that everybody has that, especially with this game.
Yeah, because you can't pause it, which is
like,
great.
I think you have more hours in it already than I do.
Probably.
I want to look. I'm curious.
Let's see.
Josh.
Yeah, you have more hours than me. You have 79 hours on record already, and I have 76.
I'm in Act 1. Longer. I'm in Act 1.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Of course, like, easily a quarter, maybe a third of that is idle time.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, that's a lot of content, a lot of hours for one act.
Yeah. It is, and there's just infinite shit. And like, even in Act 1, when we had gone back to play through it, I was like, I don't recall any of this shit. What are we doing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This game just scratches that, like, that loot itch for me, that, like, check every nook and cranny itch. And it's also, like, yeah, it's also one of those, like, huh, I wonder if this will work. And it does, games.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is wild, because it's such a different thing from, like, Tears of the Kingdom, where Tears of the Kingdom is like, I wonder if I could do this, and it works, but it's an entirely different concept or, like, gameplay style.
Yeah, whereas that's, like, very much a mechanical or elemental, will this work, and this is, like a concept, you know? Yeah. Like, what if I... Okay, that fall will kill me, but what if I do this?
And Starfield is a shitty combination of both.
Right.
I didn't read about it. I watched an interview with some developers from Larian for Baldur's Gate 3, and they actually were talking about, like, reading different stories from people who had done some crazy shit that they never even thought of, like specifically, like, trying to kill an enemy with a giant press, but they put potions on the ground first and they lured the enemy in there with their character, and when it came down, it killed them, but it also crushed the potion, which put the potion on the ground, which their character then absorbed and then saved them. But it killed the creature because the creature couldn't be healed by the potion. And they were like, we didn't think that would work. We never thought about that. If we didn't code that into the game. That's fucking crazy.
That's cool. That's just your engine, your creation, like, organically growing beyond what you thought it could.
Yeah, it's the same. Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom are fucking excellent. Or Metal Gear Solid 5 is just like, your engine allows for doing weird, wacky shit.
I feel like it weirdly works a lot like magic, like the stack in particular. It's like, what if we add this, 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 and this? What would happen?
For sure.
It's like, oh, there's a rule set that figures that out, and it's like, this will happen. And you're like, what the fuck?
D&D's kind of like that.
Yeah, exactly. It all makes sense. It all comes back around.
It all makes sense. Wizards of the Coast.
So what kind of character are you running, Josh?
I'm running a drow. I started off as a fighter, reclassed into rogue.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm going to multiclass into something, not quite sure yet. But I've multiclassed, I think, all of my other characters except for Gale and Shadowheart.
Okay.
You should do Gloomstalker, Ranger, Rogue Assassin, get really edgy.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, that's the saddest boy I've ever seen.
Yeah, it is. And I love me a sad boy. Come here.
I got Will as a, I think he's a level 2 warlock, level 3 sorcerer. Pretty good combo.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is there not like a gloom metal band named Drow?
You want to start it?
Let's go.
Okay. <It's time>. Playing a Drow is like, I've really felt like it made my playthrough more unique. Like, it's not just a decision you make at the beginning. Like, there's implications for what race you pick, especially where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
Like, being a Drow, it's like gotten me a free pass into the goblin camp. They're like, oh yeah, you're one of us.
Nice. He held up the card from Family Guy.
Yeah, and even like in the denizens of the Underdark, like I don't have to vet myself. Just be like, hey, look, see this? Oh, I belong down here.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's weird. There's like a bunch of sorcerer stuff. There's a specific bar thing. Like, did you guys, I guess, mild spoiler, but the one where you walk in on two creatures making love to each other? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't finish that. Yeah.
The bard can roll to convince them to just keep going.
No way, really?
Yeah. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, I walked in there on our co-op run, and he's just like, oh, don't stop me from something. So, like, he has this whole poetic thing about how they should keep going. And they're like, no. Well, like, they talk about each other. She ends up insulting him. It turns into this whole dramatic situation.
What the fuck?
And then
fuck?
They're like, really? Okay, we're getting the fuck out of here. And then they just leave. I was like, all right, cool.
What the shit?
Yeah. It's specifically a bard thing that you can do, which I was like, holy shit.
This so game, man.
Yeah, it's not fair. I'm going to be playing this for the next 10 years.
I was not expecting that when I opened up that door. I ended up save scumming because I was like, oh, I didn't mean to do that. Yeah, and I never went back to it. I was like, eh.
I rolled with it.
Boys. Yeah.
It didn't end good.
Yeah.
For them.
It didn't end good for them either. And mine.
There's been so many memorable characters so far. Even some of the throwaway characters, like the three ogres that you run into, they were great.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. And I love the fucking storytelling that's with that, because like there's the smart one, and then if you happen to kill him, you find out why he's smart due to an item that's on him. It just makes it's just so fucking cool.
A smart diet leads to a shrewd mind.
Yeah.
I love that guy so much.
So good, yeah. The voice acting in this game is just so fucking incredible, too. Just like some of the best I've ever heard. Ever.
The facial expressions, too. The motion capture.
So fucking good.
You know what? The pathing has really impressed me, too. When I click on something like, I want to go here, and it's like, okay, well, that means I need to climb up this, jump over here, and then do that. It figures that out for you.
It ain't perfect sometimes, though, man, because sometimes you'll be like, I just want to grab that plate on this table. And then it's like, okay, we'll climb on top of this box and then go around the back of the table that's against the wall and then pick it up there.
Yeah, that's annoying. It does the opposite of what other games do with pathing. Like, it can't really figure out the small distances, but the big shit it's got, it's like, oh, I figured that out, no problem.
Yeah. Find out that you can right click and it'll immediately stop your movement. Yeah,
oh, cool.
Which has saved me a few times now, but I had already misclicked and fucked up a bunch of shit.
You can also click and hold and just move your character around that way.
Right, which is good when you're traveling long distances, but when you're trying to be finer, it's not super great.
Jesus Christ.
One of my coworkers...
It's also... It's great. It's a good time.
One of my coworkers has been playing it too, and he's got a mod that just gives you WASD control.
Dude, oh, that's nice.
You guys are fucking up,
sure.
Dude. Fucking Fusion. Xbox Fusion controller. It's the best shit. Back paddles get me right to like the skill I need, like instantaneously.
I hate the interface on controller, because I did try to play controller at first. Mm-hmm. What it does to the font and the menus, I just don't like it. But controller on Armored Core 6 with the Fusion, the back paddles, because I've got the same fucking thing right here.
Dude. There ain't no way you can play it. Man, playing Armored Core with mouse and keyboard, I feel like would suck. I don't know.
Some people say it's actually pretty good.
I think they're wrong. I'll fight them.
How would you know?
I don't care.
Mm.
You
know
what? I'm going to try to beat Armored Core this weekend.
Nice.
Are you on the last chapter?
I am.
How many are there?
Five.
Five. I'm close.
4 is pretty long, though.
Fuck. Actually, I'm excited for that. I don't know why I say fuck. Yeah, I just don't have time to play all the games. That's the problem.
The game is so fucking good, dude. I honestly thought I'd have a easy time picking Game of the Year until I started playing Armored Core. I'm like, fuck, I don't actually know.
Man, this Game of the Year is going to be so fun. I'm actually really excited to like talk about it and stuff.
This is one of those years, man. We're going to be talking about it in a decade. Like, oh my God, all that came out in 1 year.
This is
what was the last one? 2018. The one before that was 2015. Like,
yeah. 2015 was good.
Yeah.
2007.
2011.
Yeah, it's 2007 to me, but there's been a few.
Massive.
2007. Yeah, what was that? Halo 3.
Yeah, Halo 3. Yeah, bunch of other stuff.
Insane. Oh my God.
Was BioShock.
2001. 2001. Had like original Halo. I think like.
Oh yeah.
I want to say there was a shit ton. I gotta find that out now. I'm actually curious. You play anything else, Josh?
Nope. Nope, but I have been working on music.
Ooh, yeah. True. How's that been
going? Yeah.
Same.
Pretty good. I got a new toy I can show.
Jesus Christ! Not on camera! Josh! Josh!
Jesus fucking Christ.
Here, it's okay.
Don't bring that toy over here. We'll get banned. Why is it blurred out?
So let me destroy it on my desk real quick and then I'll show you guys. I got the, it's blurred, but it's the FL Key 61.
Nice.
Made specifically for FL Studio, so it interfaces like perfect.
Oh, that's
and
awesome. Yeah,
it
if you
does
blur the
everything
tip
I wanted
it to
do.
Technically makes it fun.
Yeah. It's they're not weighted keys, of course. Those are really expensive, but it does everything I wanted to do. So I've been very happy with it.
That's awesome. I'm super excited to hear you put out anything else.
Thanks. I've been going back and like cleaning up some of the old stuff. I'll probably get ready to put it out soon.
Cool. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm actually working on your first music video, which has been a very fun experience for me.
Oh yeah. That's fine because I have no idea what to do with that song because it's like it wouldn't fit with anything else.
I figured we could just throw it up on the YouTube channel and just call it Synth Walker featuring Joe Dump Truck.
Let's do it. Let's do it, man.
So good.
It'll fucking be a TikTok song. Watched.
Good.
And then you'd be like, why didn't I tie my name to it more? I could have had all this money, but I gave it to Kyle legally, right? Right?
Yeah, of course.
Say
of course.
It! All right.
The one I'm working on right now, it's got kind of like a lo-fi vibe to it. I think you guys have heard it, but what I'm doing, I gave it to my daughter, and I was like, hey, I want you to just write something to this. Just come up with some vocals you want to do over it. I'm going to record it and add some vocal layers to it with that. So it'll have my daughter on it.
Sick.
Yeah. She has a great voice. Oh
my God. She does.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm not one of those dads that would be like, oh, they sound great when they don't. Like, I'm honest with my kids. They suck. I'm going to tell them they suck and they need to get better.
Yeah, fair enough.
But they know I'm telling them the truth because of that.
Yeah, I'm super excited to hear anything you put out, man. I legitimately am a giant fan of your work. I know, obviously, I could be biased, like a sponsored ad or whatever, but Josh's music is fucking kick-ass. Go check out Synth Walker, and he's going to be dropping some more shit soon. I'm excited for him. Mike, have you been playing anything at all, ever?
I played a little bit of Baldur's Gate, which we talked about, but I'm to the point in the game where I can't really talk about stuff too much anymore without a big spoiler, so...
Yeah. Man, we really
it's been a really rough week for me. I did work on a little bit of music, though. We'll be releasing music as a band here soon. So
I've been working on some more acoustic stuff lately for no fucking particular reason because I'm in an acoustic mood. I was looking up lutes earlier. They're more confusing than I thought they were.
Right, really?
A little more expensive than I thought they were, too.
I still need to finish mixing that one acoustic song you have.
It's like a 16 string or something like that. I don't know. It's only got like Jesus 7 Christ. Frets. I don't know what's going on there at all. Fucking lutes, man. There was a lute. What do they call it? A lutelele? So it was like a ukulele lute. It's basically just a lute in the shape of a ukulele, if you will. And I want nothing to do with that. So, anyways, games that came out in 2001, pretty fucking wild. We got Halo Combat Evolved, Silent Hill 2, Final Fantasy X, Jak and Daxter, Luigi's Mansion, Max Payne, Shenmue 2, Serious Sam, Smash Brothers Melee, Grand Theft Auto 3, Metal Gear Solid 2, SSX Tricky. Yeah, 2001 was a banger. What the fuck?
Oh, we should have episodes dedicated to some of those banger years.
Red Faction, Baldur's Gate 2, Return to Castle Wolfenstein, Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
Fucking Christ.
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Listen, we can't both be reading the list. Like, what are you doing?
Oh. Well, I have a computer here.
But now it's time for the news. Let's see, speaking of nothing, I guess PlayStation had a state of play. I didn't watch it. I didn't even know that shit happened. I've had my head in a hole, and I don't get to watch these as they come out anymore, which is it's not that much of a bummer. These things are fucking ridiculous. But Final Fantasy VII Rebirth apparently has a release date now, which is pretty cool. February 29th. So, I'm curious. I guess it's going to be the second part of three parts of the Final Fantasy Remake series.
Correct.
That's cool.
The trailer was hype as fuck, too. It looks so good.
I haven't watched it
yet. They show off like a bunch of like mini games, some stories, the stuff that you expect, some obviously things that are for sure different or just shown in a different light, but it's still the same. Fucking excited. People mostly know that we were really, really high on Final Fantasy Remake 1. We did a spoiler cast on it forever ago. I think it's up on the main feed now these days. And it was a very long one, and we were cranky by the end of it, but we'll never do that again. But fucking Final Fantasy 7 Remake has been just absolutely fucking killer, and I can't wait for more of it. I need to go back and play the DLC that released for the first one and do a second playthrough.
Me too. That's what I was thinking. I was like, man, I really wanted to play through Crisis Core Remake, because I just never played that game. And I wanted to play through Remake before this shit. And January? I'll have time to breathe.
February 26th, I think, is what it was.
Yeah, February 29th is when this is coming out. I'm saying, like, when the fuck am I going to play these other games? Because I'm just not going to have the time. It's not going to happen, man.
Did they say if anything carries over from part one to part two?
It does. That was the whole point of it, is that like a bunch of stuff carries over from part one to part two. They haven't given us exact details on it, but the people who developed the system for like the cross saving things was CyberConnect 2, which is the people who made Dot Hack series, which was always like everything that you had in your first game, it transfers to the second game. They're probably not going to be able to do that because you end Final Fantasy VII Remake 1 with some busted shit. So that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't expect to like have everything, but
yeah. That's cool. Well, it's gonna be something. I like that. I like a little bit of carryover. I just think it's weird that they had that scene at the end where Barrett was just like, fuck Xbox, I fucking hate Xbox, and blew one up on stage.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
It's like, it's so weird that game is not coming to Xbox at all.
Can you imagine if in part two, like, Sephiroth's coming down from the rafters, you know, he's about to do his iconic thing, and just Cloud just dives in with a PS5 and it deflects the blade.
And then he looks at the camera and winks and says, "That's the power of PS5.
Exclusive."
Everybody knows that he's just using a humidifier. No PS5 at all.
Hey, it's Beerus. Oh. He's slinking around.
Bye, Beerus.
My cat.
Marvel Spider-Man 2. That's still coming out. It's becoming another one of those. Like, yeah, that game. Yeah, we get it. We know.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. Let me slide in with this one real quick. Hades 2 Early Access starts next year.
Ooh.
Really looking forward to that. That's like on my short list of games I'm getting day one.
Are you going to hop into the Early Access, or are you going to wait till it's done?
That's so tough, man. I don't know. Because people had a lot of fun with the early access of one, and I guess it would be fun to see it change. But
just like I did with Halls of Torment, because it's early access now. Like they've added a few patches, and I'm like, I'll wait for the next one. I'll wait for the next one. That way I feel like I can take like a big bite out of the game instead of like little nibbles here or there. And I don't want to get burned out on Hades 2 like that, because I know it's just going to be a banger.
You know how they did the first one.
Another one.
Like I think they did it very well.
It only went up to the Hydra, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And like that was as far as anyone got to go. So there was still like more than half of a game left to play. And there was also like story tidbits that apparently people got from playing the early access that no longer exist in like the original game, vanilla game. So for a game like, because you like played the fuck out of Hades, and then like every other month you're like, I'm playing Hades again.
That game skyrocketed to like my Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, because honestly, like I don't know, just the idea of like if you were to play early access, you might actually really enjoy the walk up to it.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
And then by the time you actually play the full game, you might just be more satisfied to be like, "All right, now I'm done."
Yeah, true. True. Hmm.
Who knows?
I'll look into it. We'll see. We'll see. I might have to give the monthly Hades report.
Yeah, I'm down. Let's go. Resident Evil 4 remake DLC revealed.
Yeah, they like we guessed they would do.
Yeah,
they're doing the Separate Ways DLC.
Yeah, and which they played the song by Journey. It was fucking awesome.
Oh yeah.
Right. Yeah, and they also showed a little bit off of PSVR 2, Resident Evil 4 remake VR, which looked great.
Yeah. Cool. I'm down to play more of that day, game.
Someday, Leon will find you.
I could very... There you go.
We got there.
I could definitely see that game being something I come back to, like, yearly. Now that you brought it up, as like, oh, I could play this game, like, once a year. I'm like, it's time for me to fucking do that shit.
Mm.
It's that good. I wanted to play it again. As soon as I put it down, I was like, I want to play that shit again. But I had to move on. Tales of Arise, Beyond the Dawn. I don't give a shit. Some DLC for Tales of Arise.
I hear good things about Tales of Arise. I actually was going to play it at one point, but didn't get around to it.
I do feel like it has become the, if you're going to play a Tales game, that's the one to play.
Right.
The name is too generic for it to like stand out to me. Like, I have no idea what it is.
It's a JRPG, but kind of like more action-y, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's more of an action RPG than anything.
Yeah. Seems pretty cool.
I don't know, there's so many like nondescript, bland words in JRPG names these days.
Well, Tales of has like been a pretty long running series. Mm. So it's very much like a Final Fantasy or something like that, but it's always Tales of something. So
there's a shitload of them.
I feel like it stands out fairly well. Let's see. Helldivers 2 had another gameplay trailer, and goddamn, I want to play that shit.
It looks really good.
February 8th on PlayStation 5 and Steam. Let's fucking go.
It's like just a straight up third person shooter now, right?
Yeah. It basically looks like a Earth Defense Force / Monster Hunter style.
Shut up and take my money.
Dude, I want to play it. It's going to be so fucking good.
Helldivers 1 was super good, but I got tired of it pretty fast because of the type of game it was. Which is like twin stick shooter, which was fine. It was great, but it wasn't really what I wanted. This looks more like the shit.
Yeah, I still hope it has like the airstrike call in, because like my favorite thing about the original Helldivers was one, it had friendly fire, so you actually really had to pay attention to like where your teammates were and what you were doing, because like explosives and all that shit would do damage to your teammates, and you had to coordinate properly. And you could also do, like, call-ins, like, hey, I want this heavy weapon, or hey, I want this vehicle, or some shit like that. And you would call it in with a button, like, you would pull up your radio, and then you'd have to punch in, like, a directional puzzle to get the thing that you wanted. It's like, you had to punch in the right code to get the thing that you wanted. And then it would crash land into the earth, and be like, here's your super massive fucking gun. And I'm like, yeah, let's fucking go. But that thing could also, like, crash into enemies or crash into your friends. This is very fun. Very fun. Helldivers, more than Avatar, Frontiers of Pandora got another trailer.
I'm sure it did.
Yep.
People are saying it looks good, but I don't give a shit.
You guys want a Pocahontas game? Pocahontas game.
From the makers of Quap and Ape Out.
I'm in.
Baby Steps.
Oh, let's go.
What do you mean, let's go? Let's go?
Dude, Quap was an icon. Quap was a phenomenon, okay?
Yeah. And Ape Out was pretty fucking good, too. I didn't realize they had something to do with that as well. I loved Ape Out. I'm not going to say anything more. Just check it out. Baby Steps.
Baby Steps.
Devolver Digital.
Oh, it's Devolver Digital.
There you go.
Man.
Done.
Yeah.
Baby Steps on Steam. Let's bring that up right now.
Honkai Star Rail got a release date.
I guess the game's really popular. I see posts about it on Reddit all the time.
It's the next Genshin Impact. It's literally like the same company, same concept and all. It's like, here's your anime people. You can play the game for free. It looks pretty great. You know, I'm not going to lie. Like, the weird thing about these kinds of games is that they look phenomenal, but like the gameplay to me seems like very shallow and money grubby, so no particular interest. But for the people that can't afford games or just like super into this kind of game, like, it works out, I guess. Foam Stars has an open beta coming. I'm curious to see if this open beta is going to be the thing that makes them pull the plug on it. There's no way this game is coming out.
That's the one that's like a Splatoon knockoff, right?
Right. It's this,
yeah.
It's the Square Enix.
Oh my god, it's 3D Quap. I'm watching it.
Baby Steps.
I'm here for this. Yes, please. Oh my god. This is going to lead to so many good clips.
I'm excited.
Okay. I won't comment on that anymore to derail the episode, but...
No, you're fine. I don't give a shit.
if you're listening, if you're driving, just watch it while driving. It's great.
Yeah it's easy. Then you'll walk like him. PlayStation 5 also released new colors. You can now get your PlayStation 5 and controller in red, blue, and silver.
You know, by Orc logic,
I think
the red one would go faster.
They finally did
it. Yeah, I'm getting the red one so I can get my PS5 will be super fast.
They gave you the regular fucking red, blue, and silver. Exclusive.
I mean, more colors, the better.
Yeah, I like it. It worked for GameCube.
Yeah, I just don't understand. Like,
I like that it shells, so you don't have to buy a whole new fucking PlayStation if you want a different color.
Oh, is it just shells?
Is a volcanic red, cobalt blue, and sterling silver. It's funny that they actually are those exact colors. Anyways, thought they might try to fancy it up a little bit more. Anyways.
No.
Nintendo had a Direct, and apparently it was some form of a banger. I missed it entirely.
I fast-forwarded through it, but I think I saw the important bits. There's a Princess Peach game.
Yeah.
Banger.
Let's see. Yeah, three classic Tomb Raider games are launching on the Switch. 1, 2, and 3 remastered. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, so it's the same game, just sharper graphics. So instead of a PS1 game, you're paying $60 for three PS2 games.
Is it $60?
I don't know. Probably.
That was going to be on PC as well. And mobile? Interesting. WarioWare Move It. Yep, I'm sure. Super Mario RPG got another trailer. Excited about that.
Yep, looks good. They showed off a few new features. It's
another code remake? I've never heard of this. What is that? Another code trace memory? Sounds like some double Terry Wayne shit. Get back at me. Among Us? I don't even want to see. Dave the Diver.
Among Us!
Damn it.
Dave the Diver is supposed to be really good.
Yeah, I've been very curious about it. So many people have talked so much sugar about it, and it looks like a very cool, comfy game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh man, that looks fun. I don't know what it is, but keep your eye on it, I guess. Let's see. Nintendo Museum. Okay. Apparently they're making a Nintendo Museum, and it'll be done by March. Cool. Nice. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Booster Course. Yep, the last booster course for that, supposedly. F-Zero returns with F-099.
Dude, that shit looks really fun.
That and looks awesome!
and it's free.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is it free, or is it like, oh, you can play it if you subscribe to our bullshit?
You gotta have the monthly thing.
Oh, is it like Tetris?
Well, I guess that makes sense, because you're actually playing another boot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It totally fucking is.
It's just 99 fucking drivers on the fucking track. It actually looks kind of great. Yeah. That's how F-Zero should have always been played.
So they added, like, there's a power-up that you can, like, progressively collect as you race.
Yeah.
And if you get it all the way, it like, transports you to another track above the track. And you go, like, way fast and, like, cut ahead of everybody. It looks really fun.
That sounds really fucking fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually kind of pumped about this now. Fuck. Am I actually going to have to dust off my Switch and touch it? We'll see.
Yeah. No, I'm good. Switch sucks.
Nintendo is remaking Paper...
Paper Mario. Nintendo's remaking Paper Mario. The Thousand-Year Door.
Paper Mario, the Thousand-Year Door of the Switch.
Thousand-Year Door.
The Pippa Mario Thousand-Year Door!
This is fucking unlistenable.
$5!
Always has been.
Anyways. God damn. Anyways, yeah, that's kind of...
This is why Nintendo doesn't want you to pirate their games, because they're going to resell them to you later. Okay?
Yeah.
There's a lot of games you can't play that are locked on in old Nintendo consoles. Just give them some time.
At least they fancied it up a little bit.
Maybe you'll be alive by the time it re-releases on something you can buy again.
Yeah.
Give them time.
I still want to play
it. It looks very good.
Twilight Princess and Wind Waker. Where the fuck is that shit? Luigi's Mansion 2. Still coming out.
Luigi's Mansion 2, the Louisiana Purchase.
Which is kind of interesting because it used to be called Dark Moon or something like that. And now it's just called Luigi's Mansion 2. So they, like, kind of rebranded it a little bit.
I'm all for, like, getting rid of unnecessary, like, colons and subtitles off of game titles.
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting concept. Like, rebranding stuff as just sequels instead of having that. Yeah.
Like, use the colloquial name. That's the problem I have with stuff coming out. Like I'm on a tangent here for a second. Like, Mortal Kombat 1. Terrible name for your game, because now you can't talk about the original Mortal Kombat as Mortal Kombat 1, Now we've got to further clarify. It sucks, dude.
Yeah. God of War. which one?
What about Call of Duty Modern Warfare, but not Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remake? We're talking about Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Man, Call of Duty's always been like an Ouroboros of eating its own cock, you know?
Wait, do you mean Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2-1 or Modern Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2-2?
No, I meant Call of Duty 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you mean Call of Duty to
World War II? No.
I need an adult.
That's just the problem.
How this shit works.
You are one. Trombone Champ is coming to Nintendo Switch, and it has 4-player co-op, and we need to fucking figure out a way to stream this.
That game's funny, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Very funny. Check it out, Trombone Champ. It's basically like Guitar Hero, but with a shitty trombone. And you can literally put whatever music you want underneath it.
Okay. Okay.
So, this is like absolute street material right here.
Like, wait, they're bringing out the Switch?
Yeah, and it's going to have 4-player co-op. So, I kind of imagine that on Steam it's going to have 4-player co-op. So, I really want to try that out.
Somebody used to make Recorder Champ. And then we just shitty flute every song.
Yeah, what?
Shitty flute. Dude, yeah.
Don't be dissing the recorder.
Well, I know, but that's what they call it, is a shitty flute. Like the Titanic remix. That's really bad. Yeah.
To be fair, it is a shitty flute. I'm just trying to defend Richard's honor. Stop, please. Splatoon 3 single player expansion launches in 2024.
I saw that. It honestly looks like Metal Gear Solid VR missions, but Splatoon. Like, really bland gray environments and waves of enemies. Sure.
Yeah. Yes, if they want that, I'm sure.
Yep. But I'm all for, like, single player Splatoon stuff because I really liked that game until I hit the wall of like the pro Japanese players, and then I was not having a good time.
And of course we got Mario versus Donkey Kong coming out, a remake of a 2004 Game Boy Advance game, which I didn't know existed, apparently.
Yeah, it's like simple puzzle type stuff.
I'm curious.
It's like
the trailer a little bit.
I don't know. Hard to describe.
It looks like Mario. Looks like some Mario ass shit going on in here. Where's Donkey Kong?
Gameplay. The gameplay's different.
There he is.
It's like each room's a puzzle, and you just have to figure out how to.
Well, I'm just glad to see some more Donkey Kong. They need to get more Donkey Kong out there.
He's an adversary in this one.
As he should be. He's a fucking giant. He's destructive as hell. Are you kidding me? Have you seen Ape Out? That's also a Donkey Kong game. It's
terrifying.
He's prone to the whims of being an ape.
Yeah, it's not his fault. It's just.
Just like me.
Jesus Christ. It is your fault, Josh. You gotta take responsibility.
It's always been my fault.
You always know what Avenged Sevenfold has to say about that. Anyways. Prince of Persia. That's fucking release date, so that's good. Excited about that. Actually, I do like the look at the new Prince of Persia. It looks very fucking cool. I'm glad that they're actually doing something nice with that franchise.
It looks like the same treatment that like Metroid Dread got, you know?
I watched like 20 seconds of, I think it was that one. They were talking like, oh, you can equip different amulets to enhance your powers, but you can only equip so many of them. It's like, yeah, I've played an action game in the last 20 years. This isn't a thing you should have to talk about.
It's just Nintendo Directs, man. They're always like that.
Yeah.
In this new farming simulator, farm and meet new people in the village. Riveting gameplay.
I've been on the internet so long, I remember when Facebook was nothing but farmland.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Farmville. I was part of the Mafia.
Yeah, I was about to say the Mafia games, too.
Oh, yeah.
I actually played this Heroes game. I definitely remember. I can't remember if it was on Facebook or not, but it was like, you know, remember Heroes, the TV show?
Mm-hmm.
It was like branded like that, but it's like, oh, you're going to be a superhero. And it was like this shitty, just like JPEG of a guy. And it's like, you go collect these points and shit. And it was the fucking shittiest game I ever played, but you could play it with your friends. So I was addicted to it because I had like weird people in my life that was like, oh, we also play this Heroes game. And you got to touch the button. We're all going to die. I'm like, all right, I guess I'm going to touch this button. Those are bad games.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they encouraged other companies to make their games worse. Yeah. Facebook games directly led to, like, shitty mobile games.
Oh, man. I decided to look up the old Mafia Wars Facebook game.
Yeah.
For nostalgia, and whoa.
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 I'm actually curious now. For the last piece of news I have here, aside from all these directs and showcases that we have, Unity is creating Division.
Oh my god.
I don't know if you guys know about this shit or have looked into it at all, but the video game engine Unity, which most games are made on, is declaring that they wish to have a bit of a kickback on each download that is performed upon a game that uses Unity in it.
Every install.
What is it? 20 cents?
Yep.
So for every install, they want 20 cents of a Unity game. And
yep.
I got to say, I think something about this may have been Sea of Stars' fault. I don't know if you guys have seen Sea of Stars, but not their fault, but I think this may have triggered a little bit of something here and there, because Sea of Stars is made in Unity. It's on Game Pass. It's on PlayStation Plus. Like, the day it came out, like, all these services can play the game. And they got, like, over, I want to say, 9 million players or something like that, day one. But they had only sold, like, 250,000 or whatever.
Okay.
So I could see Unity looking at that and being like, how many fucking people are playing that game and not, quote-unquote, paying for it? You know what I mean?
Oh, they've been backpedaling like a motherfucker since
they have no choice because, like, so many companies are just like, all right, well, fuck you. We're not using Unity anymore, like, immediately.
Yeah, like the studio behind Slay the Spire came out and said, yeah, we're completely changing course on all of our projects to not use Unity now.
Yep.
What did you think would happen?
What was that that one big line that was in there?
The one big line about piracy?
No, they had like one bold line in that thing.
Oh, the Slay the Spire. Hang on, I got it right here. We have never made a public statement before. This is how badly you fucked up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
This is like a very like almost informal way of a company being like, hey, we never voice our opinion publicly in this way, so hopefully this gets a little bit of extra attention. And who was it? The company that made Cult of the Lamb from under Devolver Digital. I'm not sure which studio worked on that. But they said that they are taking Cult of the Lamb off. Like, they're just getting rid of it altogether on January 1st of next year, which is when all of these implementations are supposed to be taking place.
Yeah.
So there's like,
because it's so abusable, and all it does is hurt small developers. Like, you can automate something to repeatedly install a game that's going to charge the developer. Piracy would actively hurt developers now because there's no way to verify if that's a legit installation or piracy. And somebody brought those points up, and the Unity spokesperson or whatever, and basically said, well, we could work together to help combat piracy and all this crap.
Yeah, don't do that.
Basically, don't do it. Like, hey, you're shit out of luck. We're going to charge you anyway. So the current CEO of Unity was CEO of EA.
Yeah.
He once, I'm reading it here, he once proposed a model where players in online multiplayer shooters like Battlefield who ran out of ammo could make an easy, instant, real money payment for a quick reload.
Holy shit.
And he said, you know, basically players in that situation won't really care about the inconvenience of a dollar. That is pure evil.
Jesus fuck.
Like, he was so bad, EA was like, hey, we gotta get this guy out of here.
Well, once again, that's not a person that makes video games. That's a businessman who's like, how do I get money from people? Oh, you use video games to get money from people? This is how I would do it.
Yeah, because he's an absolute sociopath who will completely tank the reputation of this company for short-term profits.
As it turns out, yeah. That's super fucking unfortunate. But hopefully they get a swift lesson and either get rid of this policy altogether, or maybe that guy gets fired. I don't know.
Here you go. Here's a solution. Unity will quietly waive controversial fees if developers switch to its ad monetization service. Unity's going to die.
Is that real?
Unity's dead. It's not going Unity's to. Dead. It's dead.
Yeah, they're basically like, hey, we won't charge you if you just run ads in our games. I'm tired of ads. I see ads everywhere.
Yeah.
The only place that I don't actively see ads is when I'm in my house with all of my fucking electronics off and I don't see or hear ads.
Yeah.
If I walk outside, I'm going to see an ad somewhere. I'm sick of it.
It's true. Yeah. Wait till you get the dream ones.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
This dream is brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends.
Right, can you imagine, in the not-so-distant future, Sony's got a patent for, like, beaming dreams into your head, and you can get a PlayStation 12 for free if you sign up for that service. Yeah. So it's like you get these
That's
ad
a good
dreams.
Deal. Have you seen PlayStation 12? Oh, yeah, I forget.
Just my, you know...
You know how weirdly prophetic my ramblings have been sometimes. If we're able to resurrect me and tell me I'm right in the future, just do it.
Okay, yeah. We'll figure it out.
Anyway, fuck Unity. Yeah. All my homies hate Unity now, which sucks because Valheim's developed in Unity.
Also, go buy Cult of the Lamb before that shit gets taken away so you can have that.
Yeah.
If that can work at all. You're going to have to keep that on there forever. It's going to turn into another PT or something. Go to the Lamb's awesome. This is a piece of news that I kind of forgot to talk about forever ago when they announced it, but I don't really give too much of a shit about Warframe, but the Warframe 1999 thing I thought was the coolest fucking shit ever, because it's a setting I've always wanted to see, and it's definitely not the game I expected it to be in. I thought it was going to be Fallout for sure. Fallout should definitely do this, but the game takes place in 1999 on fucking New Year's Eve during the Y2K scare, and they're fighting the fucking computers, and it's so fucking cool. The computers have risen up. He's literally in a mall. Like, I don't know what city he's in, but he's like in a mall in America during 1999 during the Y2K scare. And I'm like, this is the coolest shit I've ever seen. I want to play it. I hate that it's on Warframe. Why?
While fucking Jennifer Lopez is waiting for tonight, blares in the background.
Oh my God, let's go, man.
Waiting for tonight. That was the whole reason I had posted that like in the group forever ago, but you guys probably didn't look at it because it was a Warframe thing.
Oh, and you could absolutely set that game to Chumbawamba's tub thumping.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Oh, come on, let's go, man. 99 was magic.
Speaking of Warframe, I don't know if we ever talked about it, but there was another game that got announced not that long ago called Soulframe by the same developers, and it looks like
a little bit about it.
Different game, and it looks sick.
I'm excited about that. Hopefully, I'll be able to hop on that when it starts and kind of follow it along a little bit, because it seems like my kind of game.
I don't think it's going to be a games as a service, which is interesting.
Oh, really?
It doesn't seem like it from gameplay wise, but we'll I've been wrong before.
We've all been wrong. Like right now. For doing this podcast for this long and not having a topic. On episode 199. But I don't.
Damn.
And I refuse to do it.
I can't believe the next podcast is going to be fucking episode 200.
Yeah. It's going to be run
right. Except for actually not, because we won't be able to do it for a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting little experiment to stretch 199 as far as we can.
199 over 358 over 2 days.
Yeah, you get it.
Oh, what if we go from episode 199 straight to episode 1999?
All right, let's do it.
I'm down, man. And then we'll just pretend like it's 1999 the whole episode.
Okay, now, man. Sure.
Fuck yeah.
We gotta pitch all of our voices down or like up to sound like we're kids and just talk about games that came out in 1999.
Oh yeah, and like all the cool shit that's on the cool Flash games on the Toonami website and that I used to play. We'll just start the episode with dial up noises.
Oh my God. True. Okay.
Bit crush all of our voices. That'd be dope,
just
dude.
Explain the entire next episode right now.
Hey, edit this shit out. It don't matter, dude.
I'm not
Nothing
editing.
Matters. Nothing matters.
Mike doesn't edit anymore. He was so meticulous the first few episodes. Like, man, I could just like edit this to make this joke land a little bit better. And now he's just like, fuck it, let him have it.
They did this.
Thanks, Florida.
Listen to metal. Play some video games.
Hardly edit anymore.
Thanks, Osantis. Fusion form of Obama and DeSantis.
Santa's Claus.
That's a whole other
he
thing.
He strikes me with a drone after
that's just
taking
evil
my
Santa
gate
for
away.
Futurama.
Oh, yeah.
It does sound like a Futurama episode.
No, he's actually way fucking cooler.
Oh, yeah, those games are old.
Yeah, I definitely want to have episodes on years. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about how fun this was. Remember when times were okay, but then the planes happened?
And we can talk about the music that came out that year, too.
And then got banned. Yeah, I'm down.
Josh's idea, it's automatically bad.
Aww.
It sucks that we get rid of so many of the good ones just by default. Like, oh, that's a great idea, but you know the rule.
Josh suggested it. And then I have to go drown my sorrows in this pound bag of beef jerky. It is a massive bag of beef jerky. It's quite heavy.
I got it unsalted because I'll salt it with my own tears.